Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
I mean, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Doesn't know what to do. Initially gets it to Draymond. Back to Butler. He's doubled. Spins out of that. With three on the clock. Post takes the three. It's on the way. It's good! Quentin Post, his fourth triple of the night, and the Warriors needed that.
Just find Quentin Post.
Posty. Warriors 4-1. 98-79 win over the Clips, thanks to Tom Tolbert and Tim Roy on the call, 95-7 The Game. You're not going to do what you said you're going to do.
I told everything. Good morning, Steiny.
Stop.
Warriors 4-1, baby. Two teams in an NBA game that didn't get a C-note. Nobody hit 100 points.
Is that the first time since the 90s?
Why do you always want to multiply my nuggets? I don't know, Steiny. I just know that that was a rock fight and the Warriors won, and it was different. It wasn't a track meet. It was goon basketball from back in the 90s. But the Warriors got, you know, styles make fights. But to your point, Friday's Halloween.
Yes.
I think it's weird that grown-ups live out their fantasies and bypass the children and dress up and all these. Yeah. Hey, but I just told my man and I told Evan I'm dressing up Friday. And I feel good about it.
I don't think you will.
Let's go.
Now, there might be something you guys will say to Goo, that don't qualify.
You know what he's going to do? This is going to be one of those classic flannel shirts pulled over the head and he'll say I'm a teenager. You know what I mean? Something
wow,
like that.
Look at my man early. Well,
Chris Paul dressed up like the Equalizer last night, so early Halloween
Chris
costume.
Chris Paul! We've all decided, the committee, Evan, Steiny, and I got some texts last night. Today might be the day you retire and hang them up. You let Pods go Bron on you, Steiny?
I couldn't believe it.
Evan said it too! Evan said he should retire!
I think he should too. I mean, like, because of that play.
No.
I'm serious. Like, that play should retire you.
I go.
So he's coming up the court. So he's coming up the court, and Pods is trailing him.
Yes.
And I could have sworn I saw Pods salivating, actually.
Oh, he was waiting.
He was following him.
Watching his prey. Yeah.
And Chris Paul pretends it's like 2004, like he's just going to take it like nothing's there.
Oh, boy.
And he puts it up there on a tee for him.
Oh, I felt so bad. Happy for Paul, but
swear
bad
to God,
for CP3.
If I could have made a bet in real time when Chris Paul was at half court, I would have bet the mortgage that shot got blocked. He was oblivious. And Pods is just like, go ahead. Just do it like you normally do.
Oh,
ping,
man.
Him.
Especially after Pods blew a tire earlier in the game on a breakaway layup. I mean,
you tweeted me, Pods can dunk. He lost the ball. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Bet against the Warriors October and November at your peril.
That was pretty good, man.
Yeah, they were good last night defensively.
And what about Post? I know you laughed, and you didn't laugh or scoff at me, Stoney. Whatever he's been to the lab with working on his body, we had him on the show and talked about it. He's trying to throw it around, and that's what I like. And just the Clippers could hit the side of a barn. They are the OG Unks for real. Their style, but they know who they are. So they're going to have to be reckoned with. But last night, Stoney, that was a hard watch, and the Clippers couldn't make shots. So I'm going to give the Warriors defense credit. But even with Zubac, Post was in there trying to bother him, help D. So I like what I saw from Post. Pod's another good game. But Stoney, you didn't ask. I'm motor mouth with my new Warrior shirt. Jimmy Butler is special at the game of basketball. I don't think since he's been a Warrior, he's never went to the free throw line. He didn't have a visit yesterday to the free throw line. But his ability to get the ball in the right person's hand at the right time is just, it is truly special, Stoney. And he took a team to the finals and he was the one. But, man, Jimmy Butler is special. And Steph Curry, another day at the office where he didn't have to work overtime.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors now 4-1. And
it's a strength in numbers.
Yeah, the question I have is through five games, and this is like a perfect time to start it, okay, is what's sustainable and what's maybe just a product of a great five games, and you're going to kind of come back to the mean a little bit, if you know what I mean. To me, the one thing, I don't think other teams' second units are going to be, and I didn't think the Warriors' second unit was great with names, but what I like about them is they almost have two teams, an older team and a younger team.
Ah, that's a good one.
And like
two timelines.
When you have Chris Paul and James Harden and Kawhi Leonard, you have to defend those guys with youth and athleticism.
That's real.
And the Warriors have some guys who can do that. And I thought defensively, it was kind of the perimeter guys that made Harden and Kawhi work.
Yeah.
And so, you look at Moses Moody and you look at, Will Richard.
Kuminga,
obviously. If those guys can defend and at least give you activity on veteran players, then they should have success. Now, it works both ways.
Because they were down at the half, and I was shocked that they let the Clippers run them down, Stoney.
Yeah, it works both ways, though, because there's going to be young teams that try to do that to the Warriors, like Portland did. Speed them up a little bit, get them playing faster than they wanted. And, it's obvious they've got a variety of ways to beat you, at least early in the season. And the reason this start is so good to me is because it's kind of exactly like the 49ers start, when after about four or five games, you ran down the list of players and thought to yourself, there have been about 15 players on the Niners who have made plays this year that have helped them win games, and that's the way I feel about the Warriors right now.
No, I love it, too. And what did you make of Horford not starting and Kerr after the game or before the game saying they're going to ride with what we talked about, Kuminga as a starter for the foreseeable future? I thought he got it right.
Yeah, if Horford's not going to play back-to-backs, then if he starts, you're acknowledging that you're going to have to use a different starting lineup 20 to 25 games. So it kind of makes sense to me.
And yesterday wasn't his best game, right?
No, but
he was rusty, too. I hadn't played two games.
Yeah, exactly.
But Pods, we got to give him credit, too. Kuminga, another solid, not Kuminga's best game, but he was solid. But, Stoney, when you're seeing, Brandon Podziemski and Moses Moody, who I thought, wasn't having his best game early on, but finished the game with 9 points, three threes. But if you can get that, Pods, this thing, when Melton and Seth Curry come back, you're right, man. It is going to be really interesting to see how Steve Curry, and it's a good coaching problem to have, and it's going to be matchup based. But, man, Stoney, they're playing 10, 11, 12 guys.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why I think they're thriving early is because other teams are kind of figuring it out, easing into the season, getting into shape, and it feels like the Warriors have 10 guys who are all on the same page. And it just, the first five games, what it's looked like to me is that the Warriors are just ahead of other teams. Now, that doesn't mean other teams are going to catch up, because if you do some damage early in the season, then you're going to build yourself a cushion. But we'll see how it plays out. But different kind of win for the Warriors last night.
I like it.
And I guess you got to be feeling pretty good that, you know, one night they can win 130 to 125 and another night they can win 97-79, even though obviously it was the style of each game. Nevertheless, they figured out a way to win both of them.
Yeah, facts. Now, I need your basketball acumen to tell me what you and Evan decipher with this stat. Against the Lakers in the third quarter, the Warriors were plus 10. Against Denver, plus 9. Against Memphis, plus 12. And last night, plus 18 in the third. Is that Steve Kerr making adjustments, or what do you attribute that to in the four wins they have, that they're, the third quarter is their quarter?
Didn't during one of their championship years,
they
just dominated third quarters to the point where Curry wouldn't even have to play a lot of the fourth quarters.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that was kind of a staple. It could be a lot of different things. Could be adjustments. Could also be, just a team that's on the same page and everybody's playing hard. It's also a veteran team. And I feel like they've got that working for them now, because they got guys who know how to win, and then they have guys who can support the veterans.
Wow.
I mean, it's really that simple. Can it last? I mean, why not if they don't get banged up?
Yeah,
right?
And Kerr told Willard and Dibbs last week that he thought on paper this roster was the most complete one, and I'm not going to say I thought that was a throwaway line, but that's how he felt. And I know it's five games in, Stoney, but it looks like he was right.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. Warriors win back-to-back games. They're 4-1, and the story of the last two games is clearly the younger players who were predominantly responsible for those wins. It's exactly the way a veteran team would draw it up if they could. So how can you not be excited about this Warrior team right now?
Yes, sir.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up today at 1 o'clock, we got Keith Smith, contributor at Spotrac. He's also the host of At Front Office Show on YouTube. We've had him on before, and he is, you know what, we have our basketball guests. I'm a big fan of, whether it's Geltzy or Keith Smith. They're chock full information. We're looking forward to talking to both those guys, or one of those guys today. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He is off and running, sprinting to the rim. Oh. Blocked by Podziemski. Great hustle back. Draymond wrestles the ball away from Collins. What a play by Pods to knock it away. He takes it down the right side, goes up reverse, and scores a layup going around Lopez.
Only fitting.
He has ignited the faithful at Chase Center.
Dub Nation, this is Brandon Podziemski, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Great little sequence there, Pods.
With the brum brum block.
What he did?
Sprinting. Thank you.
Yeah, he said sprint. Timmy.
Tim, thanks.
Timmy.
Dude, CP. His son had to say, Dad, I don't know. We might have to lock you out tonight when you come home.
Can I say something?
Good Lord.
I'm not 100% sure of it, but I've got to be 99.9% sure.
This is the right show, then.
Mark Willard does not smoke cigarettes.
Oh, hell no. Why would that come up?
Because he does the PSA for tobacco-free California.
He don't strike me as a smoker.
No chance. No chance. Yeah. Anyway,
if he gets tipsy, I don't know if things change.
I don't know anything about Mark's personal habits.
He's got nice taste in women, beautiful wife, Christy.
I'm letting all that go.
Well, what I don't want to let go, and we'll get back to it real quick, is you see this new merch I got.
As soon as you turned the corner, I made a
comment. And Evan and I were having a meeting of the minds, and you guys, this is why you're whack.
Me?
Yes.
What did I wasn't even there.
You go... When you get a new shirt, you wash it first.
I did not say that.
I thought you sided with the boss.
No. I have a brand new T-shirt right here.
Oh, okay. White tee.
No bacon collar, nothing.
I see you. My man, clean.
It's fresh out of the bag. I didn't wash it.
Yeah, no doubt. That's what you do. Fresh. You don't throw it
so take your
cycle.
Anger out on somebody else right now.
Well, I'm taking it out on the boss.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So what happened?
No, that was it.
Well, and then Shasky came in and did 10 minutes on it.
He stole our bid. We weren't happy. Hey, real quick, I got the gender reveal at the Frenchwoods Palace this Saturday to find out if hopefully it'll be a boy and a girl, the twins.
She's having twins.
Yeah, she's having a Sienna.
Give me your name again, Sienna.
Sienna Frenchwood.
So how are you doing it? Are you doing it? I don't know.
I just show up. I'm bringing the... cups and
because you know now they're finding all kinds of creative ways to do it. You'll shoot a gun and it'll hit something. It'll be blue.
Yeah, or, you're right. Yeah. I've never been to one. Have you?
No.
Okay.
No. Most people. Now, do they know?
They do.
The couple knows.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Perhaps.
Gotcha. All right.
That's my answer. Now I feel like a bad dad, Evan. I don't know if they know. I'm assuming they know.
I could never do that. I'd need to. I knew all. You know. I knew as early as possible. Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming if they're doing the reveal, they know.
Hey, I hope they're that's like, actually, you know what? Joe Frenchwood, hey, this is our guy.
Hey, Evan, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Thanks, Donnie.
Yep.
Back to Wiggins.
Back to the Warriors.
Yeah. Man.
Hey, by the way, came up with a little something here. Last year, Steve Kerr lamented, whined, and complained about how hard it was to play Kuminga, Butler, and Green. He doesn't like to play three non-shooters. Except, how about this for a five-game start? Kuminga's shooting 44% from three. Butler's shooting 57% from three. And Draymond Green shooting 45% from three now.
Oh, man.
Now, listen, those are going to go down.
You think, Steiny?
But the question now becomes, can they make enough, those three? I mean, if they shoot it like this, I don't want to say it's over, but yeah, I mean, it's over. If Butler, Kuminga, and Green are even in the high 30s, team's got trouble.
Yeah, and I'll start with Jimmy Butler first, Donnie, because something happened with that layoff when he came here last year. He made a three-pointer look like it was doubly long, and that was because I don't think his legs were there, and he still was incredible. But now he's had an offseason with the Warriors, and that shot looks like it's got muscle behind it, you know? And I never looked at Jimmy like, oh, he can't make a three. But, Stani, if he ends up taking more, and he was 3 of 4 last night, and Draymond, we laughed and scoffed. I don't think we gave him enough credit for his improvement last year, but then the haters came out, oh, it's only in the first half. But my point is, he's improved his stroke. And if Jonathan Kaminga can stay around those numbers, and I know Stoney is five games, but man, I'm watching Butler like, oh, this is a problem for others and his ability to get to the free throw line. But let me just bring this in to Steph. If you got the nugget last night, he leads the NBA through five games with three pointers made. Could you guess how many he's got made on the young season?
One more time, Goo.
Steph leads with the most three makes this young season. Do you know how many
22.
That is? And you can honestly look at me today, the day before my cousin Paula's funeral, and I'll be out tomorrow and Evan will be in, and say you did not know that nugget.
I guessed.
Wow. It's 22.
Really?
Great guess. Now, what went into that guess? You did some division.
Five games divided by four, add a couple. It's really simple. Because I knew he hasn't had a big boy three-point game yet, I think, for other people.
Yeah, right.
I think he had six one game.
He had seven against Denver.
And that's not a big game for him.
That's boy.
I mean, that's just
career. 22, Stoney.
So,
yeah, you're right. Like, what don't you like about this team right now? It's early.
I'll try to think of something.
No, but, like, you can't. You're smiling.
I'll come up with something.
And
but
Buddy Hield ain't even got hot yet.
Yeah, he stinks. There it is.
Please. He's the second best three-point shooter, and then we got to talk
not
about
this year.
Quentin Post. Is that form pure or what? Forget cocaine. Well, that's pure.
He's got a nice-looking shot, all, damn it.
I'm looking to contradict you, but I can't. It's like, damn.
I'll tell you what, he's got a little toughness to him, too. I'll give him that.
No, and that's what he's improved on. Like, he ain't scared. I get hit in the mouth and bloody, but I ain't scared of the fight.
I think he's always been tough, but he played great. Yes, I mean, he played
Zubac
great yesterday.
Awful. They couldn't make shots. The Clippers.
And then
they're just old.
You know, the Clippers are one of those teams where it's like, and I know they were up at half, so it might
they
not have applied the last game, but it's just like, I don't know. It's like they play two or three quarters and they decide, should we try? Should we really try to win the game, or should we just keep playing and see what?
I thought Lou cost him the game.
Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah.
Who cost him the game?
I thought Lou did. He took Harden out, who had 20 first half points, didn't have a point in the second half. Kudos to the Warriors' defense. But he let Harden sit too long in the third and brought him back way too late. That was like he was your only hope, man.
Yeah, well, and they probably have the same issues the Warriors have.
They hammered Portland.
Dude, that's why we love sports.
Playing that one.
2 days ago.
But they're good, Steiny. They're just older.
Yeah, but I mean, they
but that was about the Warriors' D, man.
They're going to have to deal with resting guys. You know, it's like, he had to sit Harden. Well, he's going to have to sit Harden.
Well, they miss a guy like a Norman Powell. I know you got Bradley Beal who didn't play, Steiny, but you're going to miss a Norman Powell.
They have no explosive players on their team.
Why do I get mad watching Derrick Jones Jr. play basketball?
Well, probably because he's really good at defense.
But you ain't worked on your game. You're shooting a three. Everybody is. But damn, son, you got so much. You could be so much better. He's in the league starting.
I actually do think he shot it a lot better from three last year, if I'm not mistaken. Let's go to Smooth in Oakland.
Our man.
What's going on, Smooth? By the way, Billy Idol today.
Oh, what time you leaving?
What time is he coming on?
You're not wearing that, are you?
This is a nice sweater.
But it's too much of the, you take away from the sweater with the t-shirt. That's just me.
That's the way.
Evan, am I missing something?
I gotta tell you what.
You should give him your chain or something.
I gotta tell you what. You just.
No, Stoney, seriously. What do you want me to do now? What do you want me to do now? Go home and change?
You're a guy that you're not.
I'm going to a concert.
Okay. I'm like, you know, look halfway presentable.
What jacket are you wearing today?
What one do you think? The same one I always wear.
Well, button that thing up and you're ready.
The minute you put a sweater on, you elevate. Like, sweaters are nice.
Yeah, but I'm seeing too much t-shirt. That's all. And I could be wrong.
I saw someone else who's going to the concert, too, and they look presentable.
I don't look presentable? I'll walk out of here at 11:30 today.
If I knew you, we would have had this for you.
This is BS.
Just zip the coat up to the top button. You'll be fine. Let's go,
baby. It's a sweater. I got a nice pair of slacks on.
Yeah. Hope you don't get to meet him.
He'll be dressed great.
Yeah. Oh, my bad, Stoney. Nah, go ahead and enjoy yourself, baby.
By the way, this is a sweater, not a sweatshirt.
It's what's under it.
You're pissing me off. That actually does.
I'm over here.
He's
going to
ruin
like,
my day.
I'm looking so much right white, now. It's a golf ball, man. I'm like, dude, now you look fresh.
Kiss my. Did Smooth?
No, no.
Did we ever answer Smooth's call?
No,
I can't even remember what happened.
I interrupted. Smooth, what's up,
hey,
baby?
Smooth, what's up?
Who hijacked me? But listen,
my bad.
If somebody says you're not wearing that, man, that's not what you're wearing, are you? Come on, man. Johnny, you got to go home a little early and change because he already put it. He already said it. You're not wearing that, are you?
You know what?
That's not a good time.
That son of a gun just planted a seed. That's what he did.
Yeah, that's a bad.
Smooth. Yeah, my bad.
Because there's no way you could clear that up. Now he's going to be saying you already said it. Two faces out of the two, man.
Oh boy.
Oh my god.
That's cold blooded. But look, man, that was supposed to be the deepest team in the NBA. You know, what we just played. That was supposed to be the deepest team from all accounts. That's what everyone's saying.
Really?
And we look like they were supposed to have the deepest bench. That's what was said before that game. We looked like we were light years ahead of them.
Yep.
Zubac was completely neutralized.
Yeah.
He had been a problem for us. Lopez was no factor at all. And like Goo just mentioned, Harden goes for 20 in the first half. Looks like he's headed for at least a 30-40 piece. He doesn't score again. My goodness. We don't even have Melton and Seth yet. Richard is actually being allowed to make mistakes. Notice when he's making mistakes, it's like you're thinking, oh, that's okay. Well, last year it would have been like, get him out of there. Kerr has kind of changed the way he's – because of the team, he's allowed to let Richard make some mistakes because Richard is going to be a – he's going to be a factor at some point, even if it's just for 5 or 6 minutes.
I got you.
JK is really looking like he's discovering what he can do in this league now. Did you see what he bumped at two with his shoulder laid about and it just went up and it was like a bully? It was big boy ball. I don't know if you noticed that. I said, oh, look at JK. He's in there banging now. I love what's happening right now. But again, I'm cautiously optimistic. It's only 25 games. After 25 games, we'll know more. It's a little early. People are still probably getting in shape. The Clippers, they just look like, I know they murdered Portland, but it's looking like they have a weird mesh that is not really making sense yet. All their talent, it's like you put too much stuff in a gumbo. Did you have to put lobster tails in the gumbo? Did you have to put corn? It's like too much, man. It's over. They might be overly talented. I don't know, but I'm not worried about them. I'm more worried about a team like – actually, I want to see what we look like against OKC. That's really what I'm curious. I want to see what we look like against San Antonio. We'll find out November – I think it's 12th or something?
Smooth.
I
don't look that far
ahead. Hey, Smooth, let me give you this one before you go because you've been getting them off. I hear what you're saying, and you got me juiced, but just as quick as you can, what did you make of the Portland loss? Did we look old, or we just didn't show up? What did you make of that? Because the Clippers beat them.
I thought that was strictly on a back-to-back.
Okay.
I don't think that was anything. I think that was an L that it was
a scheduled L.
I won't say projected. Yeah, it was a scheduled L, and it was like, okay, Portland, we know we're better than Portland. It's cool. But, however, Portland is a better team.
Yes, they are.
I don't think there's any more easy wins in the West. You can't come in and just get a win. That's done.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's what I meant.
Thanks, Smooth. Good stuff. Starting to think you guys might be right about Sac. They might be the worst team in the West.
Man, they played OKC tough last night. They lost by six. Yeah, but
I looked at the box score. I noticed Holmgren didn't play. I don't think Jalen Williams is playing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he ain't playing. He's not playing.
So, but that's a deep team.
They don't fit the Sacramento Kings.
Yeah.
Here's
the one thing about Kuminga. Nobody's ever going to be able to get to the bottom of the argument. But people now are saying, Steve's letting him play through some mistakes. All right, let's accept that. But why do you think he's letting him play through mistakes? To me, it's because he's doing the other things that they've been wanting him to do, and he's doing them, which means, you don't have to take him out of a game and put in a player that you think is going to be better than him on a given night.
Or do something that he wasn't doing.
Like if there's a night when he's not scoring, or, you know, maybe turning it over a little, but he's contributing in other ways, then Kerr's going to keep him in the game because he's a better option than anybody playing behind him if he continues to play this way.
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, we can always debate chicken or the egg. Is he playing like this because he's finally getting playing time? Or did the lack of playing time finally motivate him to do the right things? Doesn't matter at this point. He's doing them.
Yeah.
Right?
And I'll say this, no doubt about it. I would never say, JK, I want to restrict your three-point attempts, because he's worked on that. But he shot 11 times, wasn't the best percentage from the floor. He's 4 of 11. But only 2 of those 11 shots were from deep. I like him using his body. But I got to give kudos to the Clippers. Because, Stoddy, they only sent the Warriors to the free throw line 4 times. So they didn't foul Jonathan Kuminga. They didn't foul Jimmy Butler. And Steph Curry went there 3 times. But, I mean, if the Clippers come into a game against the Warriors and they're only going to the charity stripe 4 times, you think that team's got a pretty damn good chance to win, don't you?
I look at it the other way.
Tell me why.
If you're not fouling, if you're fouling so little that you're not getting called for fouls, to me, that means you're probably not playing with incredible intensity. Mm.
Now, you held the Warriors under to 100.
Yeah, you lost by 20.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, the Warriors are smart enough to know that, you know, in a game like that, they just have to speed it up a little. And I think they did that. Here's the other thing about Kuminga.
Only 13 turnovers, Warriors.
Yeah, here's the other thing about Kuminga that I feel like is dovetailing, and a lot of things are coming together. And one is the playing time issue. So if last year he doesn't know game to game how many minutes he's going to get, at least that's the narrative, well, then he's got to go into a game and make something happen. But if he feels like this year they're going to play him 30 minutes a game, then he can let the game come to him
and relax and breathe,
yeah,
right?
No doubt.
I know that would affect me.
No doubt. So, great start for Kuminga. No doubt about it.
Yeah. And speaking of which, Post got the start, Stoney.
Well, he's going to start a lot.
I like it. Well, like, especially if you're gonna be that. Like, what word would you describe what he played with defensively? Because he's already.
He played with effort.
Yeah, but there was an edge to it too, Stoney. Okay. Sure. Like, he's the type of dude, I'll take on the bully even if I'm a lose, but I ain't afraid to fight. Like, I'm getting that from him. So my point is, if you continue to fertilize that or water that and that grows, I mean, Quinn Post, I mean, man. Because that shot is pure, Stoney.
Nice. You know, he's got a great shot. There's no doubt about it. He's never going to be great defensively, but it doesn't matter if he's playing hard. I mean, it's like, all you can do is play as hard as you can, and he was clearly playing that last night. And then when you do that, you end up making defensive plays over the course of a game. Savala in Richmond. What's up, Savala? How you doing, man?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. And my world is always better when I get to hear you guys talk about basketball.
Oh, cool.
Although, Sonny, did I hear you're going to a Billy Idol concert in a sweater and slacks?
Yes.
Is that right?
That's correct.
A sweater and slacks to a Billy Idol? I don't know. I feel like send your intern out to find some leather pants or something.
Okay.
I don't know if that's a thing.
Oh, Savala!
Savala, hold on. Savala, it's not like a concert at a stadium with 15,000 people. It's actually this thing at a very intimate setting. There's only going to be like 40 or 50 people.
See? An intimate setting with Billy Idol? Yeah, that's even more reason to have leather pants. But anyway, what I wanted to say about the Warriors is, here's what I'm thinking about watching, like, the last few games. Do y'all remember the game a couple years ago in Orlando when Draymond Green was ejected after, like, maybe, like, 3 or 4 minutes?
Curry cried!
And Steph was crying on the court, right?
Mm-hmm.
That energy is the polar opposite of where we are now. And I, first of all, I'm just thankful for that. I'm just thankful to see this team play with joy and fun and a sense of, like, chemistry and camaraderie in each other. And I think actually that that's like kind of the secret sauce right now, and I'm loving it, because obviously the technical stuff, the lineups, the plays, all that matters, but you could drop the best plays in the world, and if the team is toxic and chaotic and not having faith in each other, not gelling, that's going to bite you in the butt. So for me, the energy don't lie right now, and I love seeing it. I think it's going to carry them really far.
Savala, let me ask you this. You dressing up for Halloween? And if so, what are you?
I'm not dressing up for Halloween. I'm cute enough as it is.
Oh, I got you. Go get him, girl. I don't think you're very cute right now, Savala.
Savala,
yeah. Oh,
thank
confidence
you.
Like pods right there.
Pods can dunk.
Dude, he got a LeBron block from
relax. Relax.
That should now be in his bedroom,
down.
Dude.
Now settle down.
I saw him thinking, too. The curls were flowing and popping. I said, he thinks he can get this.
I knew he could get it.
The senior abuse.
Oh, CP3, man. Savant, leather pants. I think, yeah, she was wrong.
Yeah,
on
no, that. Yeah, I'd be
that,
good. Yeah, leather pants.
We would be roasting you like.
I'd wear leather pants.
Have
about,
you ever?
For about $2,000, I'd put a pair of leather pants on.
That's not me.
She does bring up a good point, though. If it's a more intimate setting, isn't that more of a reason to dress up?
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sex, murder, the magic of the movies. You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I'm doing. Mm. What's your major complaint with this? I don't get it. You're sending two different messages. The sweater is like, you're in, I'm trying to be professional and look good.
Okay.
And then the Modelon white tee is, I ain't tripping. So that's just, there's a clash. That's all.
The pink polo would be nice.
That, and that's what
you
should
funny.
Have
I was going to wear that, and I was like, don't wear a golf sweater.
Nah, that would have been it.
I got to tell you.
Nah, that would have been it. And I'm just, there's a contrast.
I'm going to start calling my daughters.
The sweater is tight, but then I get to, you know, you're painting the bathroom with the white tee. And that's just me.
No, apparently it's not. It's Savala, too.
She went in.
You can ask Billy later.
You know what? Fine, I won't go.
No, you gotta
go. I just won't go.
It's already clear.
It'll be your guys' fault.
Evan and I, 1:30 to the crossover,
hey,
baby.
Stein, that means you got to stay till 2:12.
Well, apparently I'll embarrass myself if I walk out of the studio in this.
All right. Vince Galvin, $10
Super
chat. He wants to start a GoFundMe for $2,000 to get me into a pair of leather pants.
Oh, boy. D. Lou says, "Good, leave CP3 alone. He's 100 Nah, that you don't have that happen to you, even at the OG age. I get that was me at the gym Saturday with the young cats.
So last night I'm coming up. This morning I wake up and Susan goes, "So how'd the Warriors game go? They win?" And I said, "Yeah, they won." And she goes, "How are they looking this year?" And I said, "They're looking pretty good."
Yeah.
And she said, "Really?" And I just said, "Yeah. Steph Curry just doesn't seem to get any older." And she's like, "Really?" I'm like, "He's still pretty good.
No doubt about it."
So, anyway, he is pretty good.
And they are. But that's, we've been here before.
Well, the reason they're good.
We've been here last year through 15 games, 12-3
That's true.
No Jimmy,
Chicago
though.
Jason. Come on. I mean, I got to read a $10
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Tell you what, Chicago Jason must have some coin because he's been sending us. He sends us cupcakes. He got paying $10. It says he wants leather chaps. Leather chaps. That's $3,000 for those. All right, Warriors got action, no doubt about
it. Okay, real quick, pods on the dunk. People say he can dunk. The ball slipped out his hand. Remember he had to
go on the fast break?
Evan said
he's got to get his steps right. But if he gets his steps right, I think he can do it.
Dude, my Twitter blew up, man. Like, leave me alone.
He wasn't going downwind.
No. Keith Smith joining us today at 1 o'clock. He works for Spotrac, which is a great basketball and professional sports website. He also is a host at Front Office Show on YouTube. And he's been great over the years. And we're looking forward to talking to him. Hey, head on over to YouTube and Twitch to see Steiny and Goo by searching 957. And while you're there, download and subscribe for all our great content at 957 The Game. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.